When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Chicago! Welcome into the Chicago Sports Podcast presented by... There we go. Goose Island. Goose Island is the official beer of CHGO Sports. Find one of their Chicago locations at gooseisland.com/locations. What's up, everyone? Kevin Kaduk, head of content, CHGO. Here, as always, with Mark the Carm, Carmen. I like putting that in the
can
middle.
I haven't been on with you since you ran the marathon. You dominator of life. You determined individual to.
You're making me blush.
To run for 5 hours straight on a Sunday morning with.
He was under 5 hours, right? Weren't you?
Whatever. A
little over. 5:01.
Oh, 5:01.
I had to stop and say hi to Carm on the way in, so that put me over.
Right. He would have been at 4:59 if I hadn't harassed him, so my apologies, but you needed a harassment. What's up, Crystal? Good to see you early arrival.
Good to see
arrival.
Everyone. But Sarah Fichter's on the board today. Sarah is my producer from CHGO Marathon.
Hi.
What's up, Sarah? We're going to have a good day today. We're talking a little Bears. We're talking Connor Bedard. We're talking about a baseball postseason that doesn't involve the Cubs or White Sox, talking about so many different things. First off, though, we want to make sure we see you at Sunday's tailgate out there on the corner of Cermak and Wabash before the Bears-Vikings game at noon. Things get underway at 7:30, and if the last two are any indication, you're going to have a great time. That lot is off the chain. Greg Braggs is in his element. There's Goose Island beer. There's Firewater Barbecue. There's Carm. There's everything.
Listen, it is a great way to start your Sunday. Come ready to play. Have a couple beverages or not. Doesn't even matter. The food's amazing. Of course, Bears fans hanging out left and right. It's really a great vibe out there.
If you can't make it this Sunday, we'll be there the 22nd before the Las Vegas Raiders come to play. And then again on November 9th before the Carolina Panther Bowl, whatever we're going to end up be calling that. That'll be interesting. Make sure you check out chgolocker.com. Have a bunch of great shirts out there, including some that are Blackhawks inspired. They're the team to talk about now, and we've got some good designs on that. And we're also almost to 40,000 subscribers on this YouTube channel. Make sure you hit subscribe. Help us on that journey. I think we're about, 300 or 400 away. Lord Crimson says, Carm only brings that up in reference to my marathon victory, hoping you'll bring up his championship. I think that's right. Carm, congratulations on CHGO softball, taking home the Cup League championship. I started the team in 2022. I had family responsibilities this year, needed someone to take over. You did the deed.
Yeah, there's some upset people in the Chicago media that the trophy resides here at CHGO, and it gives me great pride that people are upset about that. I did not bring that up to his marathon studliness, Lord Crimson, because of this, but now that you have brought up the opportunity, I do have to let you know that Big Jim, who's in control of the league, he is asking for us to return the trophy.
What?
So we only get it for you. Only get it for a certain period of time.
Oh,
and so
I don't like that rule.
I don't like that either. We have a good.
It's already on set. Yeah, we already have a spot for it.
I know.
It's gonna ruin the set.
Maybe if he guarantees that he engraves our name on the side.
Well, it's going on there, but
this is a debatable argument.
Do you guys want me just to ignore his emails? Is that the plan?
We can for a little.
Yeah,
bit.
Yeah, just change your email.
Okay,
Sarah, we got something a little for Carm there. Can you deliver it on the set here?
What?
Jake Flanagan, our GM, just dropped us off a little thank you for leading us to the promised
land.
Are
you serious?
I don't know what it is, so I'm going to be...
I'm getting a gift? This is... All right, I'm gonna. This is unbelievable. We've got seeds. Which is huge. Dudes are gonna love that wrapping. This is. I don't even. I assume I'm supposed to open this right
now.
Yeah.
It's got Nux on the side.
Oh my God.
What do we got here?
We have, I think,
a gold glove.
A gold glove.
Oh.
There we go.
It's kind of a big deal. I got to get it out of here. We got to see the whole thing.
So we'll have to put that on the on set and instead of the.
So cute.
We can just, you know, for today, we'll put it right there.
Oh, it's actual leather.
It's
not actual leather, but it's.
I guess it's got a mounting
vinyl
situation
or,
there.
It's kind of like the glove I had as a kid.
Do you do it like you put the mitt in the thing? I think you do. That probably makes sense. All right, there we go.
Congratulations.
There we go. This is big. Thank you to GM Flanagan coming big here. I'll send this over to some people who are trying to recruit our players at bars around the and complaining about
our dominance.
Is that unbelievable?
Interesting. NIL deals coming to the Cup League probably.
I guess. So, you know, hey.
James Orlando says, what's up, Kevin Carm? What's up, James? What's up, Shy? Whoops. What's up, Lord Crimson? What's up, Crystal? Someone else up there. Daniel, maybe? What's up, Daniel?
What's up, Daniel?
Sports highlights.
Shy's here. We're the Chirp folk sore losers. No, Chirp was not sore losers at all. I won't name names of who didn't like playing us, the reader. but, you know, that's okay. Sometimes when you're new to the league, people have their judgments. And also another thing in life that is a real thing is that people don't like losing.
No. Even in a media league like that, that's should be for fun. People don't like it.
Yeah.
I didn't like losing last year. It wasn't fun.
No, losing sucks. But, you know, when you lose to somebody who's better than you, you just got to tip your cap. And we were better than everybody. Right, Sarah?
What?
Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
What's the Pedro Martinez quote? Tip my cap to the Yankees and call them my daddy?
Yeah, there it is. Exactly right. That's right. The league should call us. You were your daddy.
All right. This week's Taking Care of Business Award, powered by ComEd, goes to our guy, the man, the kid, the phenom, the teen. Connor Bedard makes his debut Tuesday night in Pittsburgh, gets on the board with an assist. Last night, gets his first ever NHL goal, hopefully the first of many. Got that in Boston. The Blackhawks fell, but it was still a historic night. And did you happen to see the side-by-side of his pictures? Got a tweet here from our guy Joe Brand, who's a softball compadre. And after the loss, Connor was not having the historic photo. After the win, he liked going with that puck. That's what you want to see from Connor Bedard.
Yeah, I love Joe Brand. He's a great man. Worked with him for, you know, over WGN, all of it. But I did think, like, okay, we are really leaning into this. Look at the leadership by Bedard. You like it?
I like it. What's not to like?
Okay.
He's the future of the league.
Future of the league. Future of the city.
I'm not
future of the franchise.
I'm not trying to.
I don't want to say future of the franchise. He's the president of the franchise.
I'm just saying the photo. I think that, I mean, this kid's obviously unbelievable, and his maturity is there as well. The wraparound was sweet. Watching Hawks games are now interesting again because of him. I mean, really.
Yeah.
And I know we have our first takeover coming up November 4th, right?
November 4th against Florida. I think only a few tickets of that remain, so make sure you go check out all CHGO when you go check out those tailgates. So we'll talk a little bit more about Connor Bedard as we go on. But first, as we usually do here, we talk about the Bears, especially during Bear season. This time last week, Herb was on. We were mostly talking about Dick Butkus because he had just passed away. But we were also talking about the 0-4 Bears, and Chicago was not in a good place. We were not in a good place, Carm.
We weren't.
we were in a terrible place. 1 week later, one rout of the Washington Commanders later, We are as bipolar as a fan base as they get, because now everyone's talking themselves into things. So I really want to get in deep here a little bit. Where should we be right now as we head into this game against Minnesota? The Vikings are 1-4 heading into Sunday's game at Soldier Field. They have problems. Justin Jefferson is out. They're pretty competitive against the Chiefs, but couldn't pull things off. This is a big game.
I mean, I think it's just important to remember that the general manager before the season said this season is about improvement for the quarterback. He didn't say that for the whole season, but he said he wants, what are you looking for from Justin Fields? For him to improve. Mm-hmm. Well, he's improved dramatically in the last 2 weeks. Don't care that it was against Denver. Don't care that Washington's given up a ton of points, even with their front four as well. I mean, I shouldn't say don't care. That matters, but what matters more is that Justin went out and did it. 8 touchdowns, 1 interception. Phenomenal first halves of football. He's talking about the next level being continuing that over in the second half, putting teams away, all of that. So, look, it sucks that they're 1-4. Wish that they were 2-3. Dream up even 3-2, but they are where they're at. But the reality is, can the quarterback keep on moving forward? And there's a lot of winnable games on the schedule, starting with Sunday. So does the quarterback continue to move forward?
Yeah.
Do they win the game? Get a division win? You know how many division games they've lost in a row?
I know, I've heard this earlier.
10.
That's, yeah.
10.
So that's the streak that has to go down. That's the streak that has to end.
I mean, they got to win a division game. Right. You got to beat the Vikings and the Packers.
Well,
and
you see people like trying to talk themselves into, well, why couldn't they make the playoffs? Well, one, you started 0-4. You know, and I'm not saying that they can't, but the actual likelihood of, like, let's get to 4-4 before we even start entertaining that.
Well,
which I think is possible.
Let's say that Fields ends up the season with 4,200 yards. Let's do actual math in the moment here. He's got
the computer.
He's got 11 touchdowns and how many interceptions? I forget exactly the interceptions.
Is it five? Is it that many or four?
I don't think it's that many. Hold on, I'm pulling it up. Regardless, let's triple out what he's doing here. Let's just call it 1/3 of the season, 5 games, right? And let's just say that he ends up with, I got it right here, right now, real live action. Justin Fields at this moment in time, 11, you're right, 5 interceptions. Okay, fine. He ends up with 33 touchdown passes and 15 picks, all right? Mm-hmm. 15 would be a career high in picks. His most was 11 last year. 33 would be 16 more touchdown passes than he threw last year, so he would have doubled it. And the Bears win 6 or 7 games. You happy with that season?
I think so, yeah. I mean, a week ago, we thought that this was a team that was going to be competing for the number one spot. And now, a week later, I think that seems pretty evident that they're not going to be there.
Well,
you agree with that?
I would agree, yes.
Did you feel that way a week ago, that they would be competing for the number one pick?
Yeah, I absolutely thought it was on the table that whenever Eberflus gets fired, they go completely south. The offense never arrives. They have won, you know, all of it. Yes, I did. Not strongly believed it, but that it was like 20% on the table if that happens. Yeah. Sure. I do think it's interesting, too. You could look at this week as a... It'd be no Bears fans are going to look at it this way, but you could look at it as a no-lose. Because if you do lose the game, then you're ahead of the Vikings for draft position. Mm-hmm. You take them out of the tank, in theory. They don't have a Carolina Panthers pick sitting there for them. It's a little terrifying, I would think, to Bears fans if Minnesota actually goes into the tank. Because some people are saying up in Minnesota that Kirk Cousins and Justin Jefferson have played their last game together. Jefferson's out for 4 weeks. Kirk doesn't want to get traded, but we'll see how that plays out before the deadline. Sure. So if the Vikings go full tank with some tough losses, I don't want to see Caleb Williams showing up in Minnesota. I mean, I feel like Greg Bradshaw.
Well, I feel pretty confident right now with the way that the Panthers are conducting their season. That, to me, that's encouraging from a Bears fan standpoint. I will say that I think it's pretty evident where we're going, Carm.
Where are we going?
The Bears are going to work their way to 7 to 8 wins. I think that's possible.
It's a little tall, but okay.
I think they could get there. There's still a lot of football left to be played.
Okay, I'll go with 5 to 7.
Still 12 games, okay, right?
Sure.
You go 7 and 5. Okay. With the schedule.
Okay.
The So, again, Justin Fields proves himself. This is a guy you want around. But the Panthers stumble their way to the first pick, and the Bears get it. It seems pretty clear that we're setting ourselves up for the civil war of all civil wars in Chicago. Not seen since Cubs versus Sox. Justin Fields is the future, or do you trade him? And then there's Caleb Williams.
So, okay.
How does that not happen right now? That's exactly what's going to happen. And it would be awesome for us, Carm, because...
I don't hate the content, that's for sure. But look, here, let me.
It would be amazing for content.
Let me tell you why it doesn't happen. All right, okay. Who do you think is good? Who's the best team in the NFC South? Falcons, Panthers, Saints, Bucks.
Right, I understand where you're going.
Yeah,
here. Yeah.
There's games that the Panthers are going to win some games there. All right, now they're playing the Dolphins this week. Okay, let's mark that up as a loss. But then
so you compare into a team like the Cardinals who are playing in a tougher division.
Exactly. Okay, if I'm going to guess at it, I just don't think Carolina's going to be there.
That would be amazing for the All City Network if Caleb Williams went to the Arizona Cardinals. So.
Yeah, and I love PHNX, but I want the Carolina Panthers to be the worst team in football.
I do too.
Yeah, so I'm thinking about us. Look, you have a bye week this week. They're home with the Texans. They're home with the Colts. They're at the Bears.
Mm-hmm.
I don't care how good you think the Bears are right now. The Bears are going to be a 3-point favorite in that game. They're home with Dallas. Okay, fine. But it's a home game. At Tennessee, at Tampa, at New Orleans. It could get ugly through there. I like the Saints. I think their defense is solid. But then they're home with Atlanta. They're home with Green Bay. Packers look like shit. They're at Jacksonville. They're home with Tampa. I don't think they're going to be there, man. I just don't.
Okay.
I
mean, they're off to a good start. That's all I'll say.
They're off to an amazing start. I mean, this is – thank you.
It could not be any better.
You're doing great for content right now, Carolina. We appreciate it. But you know that.
So let's say right now I put you in front of a roulette style wheel, and it's numbered from 1 to how many could they conceivably win? 13 at this point. They could still technically win 13, right?
Okay, we're talking about
because there's 12 games left. The Bears.
Okay, sure.
Where would you put your money if I just gave you $100 on the win total right now? I don't want a Carm answer. I just want to put money in Carm's pocket.
I'm gonna make myself right.
Mm-hmm.
I said 7 before the season. I might as well at this point stick with 7. But
I think that's fair. So 6 and 6 the rest of the way.
Play 500 football, yeah.
I think that's doable. Sarah?
4?
4, wow.
Yeah.
Chat's not going to like that, Sarah.
No, I know, but we're not.
Lord Crimson is already over, all over Carm for not liking JF1.
So Minnesota, like worst case scenario is they split with, in my mind at least, worst case scenario is they split with the Vikings and the Raiders, right? So you're 2 and 5, okay? You go to Los Angeles, you lose 2 and 6. You go to the Saints, you lose 2 and 7. Then you got Carolina. Okay, let's call that a win. 3 and 7. You go to Detroit, you lose. 3 and 8. Go to Minnesota, you lose. 3 and 9. You lose to the Lions at home. 3 and 10. You lose on the road at Cleveland. 3 and 11. You beat the Cardinals. 4 and 11. I'm doing worst case scenario.
Okay, the worst case scenario.
You beat the Cardinals. 4 and 11. And between Atlanta and Green Bay, you split it. Let's say the last two. Because teams just don't. You're at 5. I think worst case scenario is 5.
So we can just grind out like a, 3-4 game win streak somewhere in here. I think it's there.
Well, that's the other thing.
I don't know where, but.
So they have not won back-to-back games since the end of 2021.
Okay.
I mean, they talk about like the word consistency is absolutely worth being discussed. Can you guys string together weeks of good football. Now they've got back-to-back weeks of the offense doing everything it needs to do to win games. I don't sweat Fields' interception at the end of the Broncos game. That was a miscommunication. It's going to happen. Sucked that it happened at that moment. But we've had back-to-back weeks of good offense. Can they do it for three straight weeks? The Vikings are going to it's a tougher hill to climb against Minnesota this
Absolutely.
Week.
Absolutely. I'm just glad that they've made it interesting again. I am pumped up for Sunday. I'm pumped up for the tailgate. I'm pumped up for kickoff. I don't know how long it'll last. Hopefully the entire afternoon.
Think about the low bar that we're like, oh, my
God. I don't care.
I know.
That's all I want is to be invested into these games.
I agree, which is why if they could just beat Minnesota, you're 2-4. You're in the mix.
Yep.
A little.
Let's go. Let's go Bears. All right, Sunnyside is your home for judgment-free cannabis shopping. It is a place where all kinds of visitors are welcome to explore, discover, and purchase a wide array of high-quality products. And Sunnyside has everything you need to elevate your football season or, let's say, your three-day stand by fish coming up at the United Center.
This week. God, I'm going to that on Friday.
Where I'm
going to
see you there.
Oh, yeah.
Let's go. It'll be fun. Anyway, no matter where you are on your cannabis journey, Sunnyside offers easy online ordering and in-store pickup. They also offer a great transparent loyalty program and Sunnyside Rewards. It is Illinois' favorite dispensary all over the state, and it features the Sunnyside House of Brands from Mindy's to Good News to High Supply to Wonder. And I don't know if you've ever heard of Wonder Company, Karim, but Wonder Wellness Company wants to make the world of cannabis simple to understand and easy to experience for everyone, just like Sunnyside. And that brand's low-dose formulations are offered in gummies and mints, which allow people to control that high, whether it's for microdosing throughout the day or easing into the cannabis experience. No one wants to just eat a whole bunch of gummies and not have a good experience. You want to have a good one. So Wonder, it might be a good one if you are on the start of your cannabis journey. Anyway, through October 15th, you can head to sunnyside.shop and use code CHGO25 at checkout for 25% off your total order. One use per customer. That's not stackable with other promotions. But that's not only for new customers, Karm. Anyone can use that code. Pick up everything you need to elevate your football season with code CHGO25. Must be 21 plus or an Illinois MedCard holder.
And shout out to our friends at Circa. Look, if you want to elevate your gambling life, you want to check out Circa. They tried to...
Love Circa.
What's that?
Love Circa. They're,
I mean, I'm very excited about the partnership with Circa here. Games will strive to be minus a 110 split for the Circa Sports menu. So you see a lot of gambling books, minus 115, minus 120, which means that you got to bet, in essence, $12 on a $10 bet or $120 on a $100 bet. They're making it minus 110, so the lowest juice out there. Circa Sports keeps as little money as possible on large market bets. You know, golf tournaments, etc. So they're trying to put as much money in your pocket. Circa Sports also does not limit players based on their winnings. So if you're a big time player, every player has the same limits, unlike the books who do limit winning players. So if you're one of those people, you certainly want to be doing your gambling with Circa. They also encourage bettors to download and explore all sports betting apps so you can compare the lines from each sports book. You'll see that you're getting better value at Circa. And by the way, if you have any problem with anything, real people behind the Circa Sports brand, they'll resolve any issue that you have in a timely fashion. So that's also a sweet thing. We've met many of the people that work there, so and I've been super impressed. All aspects of the app are being run by the same team that runs the main Circa Sportsbook and Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Download the Circa Sports Illinois at circasports.com/Illinois-app. Okay, so it's circasports.com/Illinois-app to sign up today. Also, be on the lookout for Circa events, watch parties, and tailgates. We're super involved. They're going to be out on Sunday with us against the Vikings, so you can meet some of the people there and find out more. If you have questions, we'd be happy to introduce you. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem, call 1-800-GAMBLER or text GAMB to 833-234. GAMB to 833-234 or visit areyoureallywinning.com.
I think that if they had a lot of cool swag there last tailgate, if you probably you could sign up and get some swag, or probably even if you show that you've downloaded Circa, I'm sure they'd be happy to give you some stuff. So I want to get some of that because it looked pretty sweet.
I'm going to get myself signed up. I haven't done it yet. I got to do it.
Hey, hit that like button if you're watching. Make sure you hit that subscribe as we strive towards 40,000 subscribers here on YouTube. Good conversation going on in the chat as well. Shout out to Rob. Shout out to Josh. And Unapologetic Truth, who's stirring people up with saying that, I think he was saying that he would not. He said Justin isn't going anywhere. If Fields throws for at least 3,500 yards, 30 touchdowns, 7 interceptions, why would a GM trade that quarterback for a non-proven quarterback? No GM would ever do that. Let's get there. I'd like to get there.
Unapologetic, you're probably right. I don't think that Poles is going to take that big of a swing. But they'll be having intense discussions about it. It will not that's not going to be a no-brainer for them. I'd be absolutely those would be very interesting conversations to be a fly on the wall for.
Yeah. Hey, we're going to talk a little bit about Connor Bedard here in a second, but I still want to stay on the Bears, Carm. One thing that I wrote down as we were preparing for the show, I haven't been on air since Chase Claypool was traded to Miami.
It's emotional for you.
No, I mean, I did make that viral video where I was changing my Trubisky jersey into a Claypool jersey. I was later forced to apologize to Mitch on Twitter because he deserved it. Mitch did not deserve that. Did not deserve that treatment. I now have I'm the proud owner of a Mitch Trubisky jersey again. I took the duct tape off.
Good job.
But it got me to wonder. I mean, Claypool was not here for a long time. Not well liked at all. I mean, I feel badly for anyone who actually did buy a real Claypool jersey. I mean, they sold them. They're probably on a very deep discount wherever they sell Bears jerseys.
I might go buy it.
But in Chicago sports history, who are other people that kind of fit the mold with Chase Claypool where it was like, thank God that guy is gone?
All right.
I have a couple names that come to mind.
Who's your number one Cub? I've got two in my head.
Well, I think the first one that pops in immediately is Milton Bradley.
Milton Bradley was definitely one of them. He was here a little bit longer, and so is the other guy that I'm thinking of. Milton Bradley, Todd Hundley. That was a nightmare.
Was Todd Hundley was that just a contract thing, or was he also a jerk?
He was he just didn't give a shit, and he was terrible.
I know he was terrible, and it was a big contract. But
4-year deal, but that was just a bad do.
And I'll say one thing. I necessarily like fans didn't really maybe want to see him go, but one Cub who the team was probably really happy to see go was Sammy Sosa.
Well, at the end, that's for sure. But he's Sammy, arguably greatest Cub of all time. You can make that argument. A lot of people push back on it, but okay, the only guy in the history of baseball with 360 homer seasons. But for the White Sox,
I think is an easy one.
Go ahead. Albert Bell?
Nick Swisher.
Oh, Swisher's right there. That's a good one.
People hated Swisher.
Well, they won a division with Swisher. Or 08.
Was he on the 08 team? Yeah.
Yeah.
But he was gone pretty quickly because people hated the hustle, rah-rah bro stuff.
Yeah. I interviewed him on the field after the blackout game.
Yeah.
Me and Nick were hanging out.
He's kind of one of those guys, like, the camera goes on and he's one person.
Exactly. He turns it on.
Yeah.
Exactly. He always gave you a good... When he thought that he was being viewed by millions, which of course he was whenever I talked to him, he turned it on.
I remember being at Sox Fest interviewing him and thinking, wow, this is going to be fun covering this guy. And then like two or three sessions later into the season, you're like, man, this guy is really freaking tiring.
Yeah, Swisher is a great one for Claypool. Eddie Robinson for the Bulls.
That's probably a good one.
It's a little back in the day. I don't know. Claypool was a guy that if you talk to him in the locker room, you couldn't help but like him.
Yeah.
He was not, but there, whatever it was, something
well,
was just...
So he's down in Miami right now, and they said, well, what was the problem up there? And he's like, well, they lost too much. It's like, you weren't there, like...
Partly because of you, dude.
Partly, yeah, exactly. Like, everyone else in the same boat. It's not like you were this, like, 7-time champion coming in here. You were a guy that the Steelers couldn't wait to get rid of.
He's just a guy that looks in the mirror. He's one of those dudes that like looks in the mirror and sees himself and just can't stop, flying his own flag.
Yeah.
Dude, you, for whatever reason, do not realize how much of a pain in the ass you are. Justin Fields talked out about one teammate that he's ever had here, and it's you. Like that's not good for you, dude. Stephen A. Smith's been out there giving him advice, which I kind of like it. Hey, man, this is not good for you.
Who else on the Bears would fit that mold?
Well, that's interesting. I mean, not the same at all because he was a very productive player here. But Martellus Bennett wore out his welcome in some corners. I loved Marty. I still love Marty.
Yeah.
But, I mean, the Bears.
Marty was a flake.
Marty just did not
love
football.
We were supposed to have, like, a deal with him. When I worked at Yahoo Sports, he was going to do this whole big podcast.
Uh-huh.
And, like, everybody, I mean, it was like this whole big department-wide thing, all hands on deck, whatever. Guy canceled like 3 days before.
Yeah, he did. Yeah, he did. I did a shoe with him in New Orleans. I think I talked about this the other day on the CHGO Bears show. But Marty gets there. It's in the morning. We've got this. We're going to walk around the French Quarter.
Mm-hmm.
And I had a decent relationship with him, so I was kind of excited, but I saw just instantly when he's walking in, he's not excited to be there.
Yeah.
And I'm like, he said, well, what are we going to do? And I'm like, I'm going to take you to a foot rub place and we're going to interview you there. He's like, really? I'm like, yeah, does that sound good? He's like, and he's got super excited. He's like, I'll sit there and get a foot rub and talk to you. And then he was like getting all relaxed. He was like, we're just not on the wavelength. Like it was all this whacked out stuff was coming out, so I love Marty, but it's similar too. Like, I mean, he had training camp, little dust ups.
Cedric Benson was a little like that, right? And I like Cedric a lot.
He was out there
talking with him.
Yeah.
Rest in peace. But Blackhawks guy that could come to mind. I think we all remember Pat Foley blasting the late Alexander Karpatsev. You ever heard that rant on YouTube? YouTube?
Yes, I have.
And it's amazing because he just came in here and didn't care. Unfortunately, he died in that plane crash in Russia that like wiped out that entire team a couple years later. I don't think people liked remember Adrian Acoin, one of the previous captains right before Jonathan Toews? So there was probably a lot of Blackhawks in that 2000s right before.
By the way, you know who the Blackhawks are most like right now?
What's that?
They're like the Green Bay Packers. You had Kane and Toews for 15 years?
Mm-hmm.
07 to 22, basically. And now that ends, and you get Connor Bedard, and you won three cups there. It's very Packer-esque.
Yeah.
I mean,
a little bit.
You just got Wayne Gretzky.
I agree. It's kind of like the Peyton Manning to Andrew Luck.
I understand that there's been some wonky stuff off the ice that is killed.
That, I mean, and like Kane and Toews hadn't been successful since 2016, 2017. So it was kind of a little longer. But I agree. It's a little weird, too, to kind of still think that, like, wow, Kane and Toews are never going to play for the Blackhawks again. Like, there's still a little part of me, even though this new era has started. Like, wow, that's still really over.
Yeah. Yeah, no, I get it.
I can believe that we have Connor Bedard. That part is really awesome. And it's great now. You tune in every night to see what he can do. And it's not only me who is a Blackhawks fan, but the casuals are back.
Oh, my God. I mean, I'm getting texts from people like, I haven't watched a Hawks game on TV in 4 years. Got that text last night. And I'm writing back, cold steel on ice, baby. Let's go. Admittedly, I'm not.
The kid can play.
Yeah. You better hurry up and get those tickets for the Blackhawks takeover on November 4th because I might buy the last two.
Yeah. But I was listening yesterday. Eddie Olczyk was on Waddle and Sylvie, and he kind of went through the entire thing with Connor. And one observation that Tom Waddle had that I thought was pretty astute was, for all the hype that Connor Bedard has gotten the last 4 months and even before that, there's no one saying this kid is not deserving of it. What are you doing?
Right.
And to me, that's pretty incredible.
Well, I mean, the resume is impeccable, right?
Yeah.
And then if you're watching, even for like the casual fan, I mean, I'm watching like the power play the other night, and he's out there on the point. I'm like, this is super exciting. Like give it to him. Let's see what he's going to do.
But there's part of it, though, that you could almost say, like, okay, you could see where a naysayer or someone who just wants to play the other side of the coin or play devil's advocate would say, okay, look, he's not, he doesn't look like Sidney Crosby. He doesn't look like Connor McDavid.
Right, he's tiny. Not,
right?
Yeah.
But once you actually see him play, see what he's capable of at 18 years old. What is this kid going to look like at 21, 22, 23?
Sure. I was thinking about trolling on Twitter the other night and just being like,
of course you were,
because he slipped on a couple of just moments at the point. I'm like, not stable enough, Bedard. Like I was, I'm like, yeah, okay, I'm not gonna wait. Oh,
and the other part of it too is I think they've actually done a pretty good job constructing this team for what it is and where they are as a franchise. Bringing in Corey Perry, bringing in Nick Foligno. Right, I that part is great, but let's talk about once these other prospects start coming through and start bearing fruit, and once you go out and start spending money on real free agents. And not that Corey Perry or Nick Foligno aren't, but those guys are good for what this franchise is right now.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's telling that nobody has any expectation that the Blackhawks are going to make the playoffs this year, so. It's a ways to go before the roster is where it needs to be for, you know, truly to go into the Kane and Taze and winning cup era part two.
Can I tell you, like, I'm in love with Luke Richardson.
That's another thing that it seems like they have the right coach.
Hired the right guy.
Yeah.
And he's got the right system. And you say, yeah, like, no one's expecting them to make the playoffs. And I think for the most part, that's true because the jump you would have to make in points from last year is like what, 58 or 59 to
that all
to getting close to 100 to make it.
Okay.
It's just not going to happen just because of one 18-year-old kid or whatever. But there's also a side of you that says, man, this guy can really coach, and could they maybe at least get into playing important games down the stretch? I think like maybe that's the stretch goal.
Let's get to 2-1. Take on the Canadiens, baby.
Let's go.
Saturday night, right?
Let's go. Five games to start on the road.
It's weird.
Very weird.
The Bulls are, nothing's going on at the United Center. The Bulls are home tonight for an exhibition game with the Denver Nuggets.
That's right. Well, Fish is coming here for three
days. Oh, they are?
Right.
Okay.
So we got,
okay.
Let's Fish get is that coming? Out of the way, Fish.
You going?
Yes. I'm going Friday and Sunday. He wasn't even here. Sarah's going to be there Friday. If you're going out to Fish, say what's up to me and Sarah. Should we meet at the Goose Island Pub? I think that's probably a good
spot. I'm actually going, what is it? I'm working till like 5-ish on Friday. Okay. So I'm going straight from here to the show. Then.
Well, the Goose Island Pub inside the...
Inside the United Center. Oh my God, yeah. No, yeah, I was thinking of the one in Lincoln Park. I don't know.
You're right.
Yeah. But so, yeah, no, we'll stay
I think
stay
Matt
in touch.
Peck is coming, so we'll have a little CHGO Fish meetup.
Oh my God, yeah, absolutely. Yeah, I'm going... Yeah, I have some. My family's going and stuff, so yeah, it'll be fun.
Yeah, I love this comment from KK. Wait, KK. Richardson is a fantastic coach, but needs a mustache to win a cup. That is irrefutable logic, K. I agree. Let's get Luke. I'm not sure if that guy could grow a mustache though. He's kind of.
Yeah, no, that's.
He's an older looking man, but he still kind of has a baby face. If that makes sense, I mean, he's got a smooth look.
You're going Sunday.
Friday and Sunday.
After Bears.
Is that all right?
I think it's a great idea. I might stink my way in.
It's going to be a long day from tailgate.
I mean, $50 to get in there right now. Could go down to like 20 by Sunday.
We got our tickets were like under 100 because we're like way at the top part.
Nice.
Because my dad also got three days as well. So he just got the cheap tickets.
Yeah, I got the three-day passes. My brother's going on Saturday. Look, when Fish goes on tour in the fall, it's a much easier ticket to get than during the summer. It's a lot more inventory. Once you go indoors, people can't tour with them. So, yeah, wait on game time. And, hey, this is a perfect.
There it is.
There.
Bounce around the room. Can I get a bounce around the room for us casual Fish fans?
Bounce around the room. Absolutely. Maybe chalk dust torture.
Okay.
Don't play farmhouse. I don't like that one. But, anyway, you should not have to worry when you're buying tickets to your next big event. Like that Fish concert, Game Time is the fast and easy way to buy tickets for all sports, music, comedy, and theater events near you. With killer last-minute deals, all-in prices, views from your seat, and their best price guarantee. Game Time takes the guesswork out of buying tickets. Again, right now you're looking at Ed Fish right now, and
there it is.
Calling that up. Sarah's got it on screen.
You can get $56 for the ticket.
Love that.
Best prices ever on Game Time, baby.
You can see the view from your seat before you buy, so you know exactly what to expect when you arrive. All-in prices show your total up front, so you know you're getting a great deal with hidden fees. I'm going to be in 107 Friday and Sunday, so if you want to pick that out, you can go in and get the seat closest to me. Anyway, Game Time is obsessed with finding ways to help you save money on tickets, and they have deals on tickets right up to the start of the event and even an hour after it starts. It is the place to find last-minute seats. Find exclusive flash deals and sponsor deals on tickets for football, basketball, baseball, concerts, comedy, theater, and more. And with zone deals, you pick the section and Game Time picks the seats for an average of 18% savings. The Game Time guarantee means you'll always get the best price. If you find tickets in the same section and row for less, Game Time will credit you 110% of the difference. Take the guesswork out of buying tickets with Game Time. Download the Game Time app, create an account, and use code CHGO for $20 off your first purchase. Terms apply. Again, create an account and redeem code CHGO for $20 off. Download Game Time today. Last minute tickets, lowest price guaranteed. Let's go.
I love Game Time. In fact, I could spend at least 20 minutes a day on Game Time looking at different values across.
You really?
Yeah, I do.
You like that?
I do.
There's a part of you that kind of just wishes you had gone into ticket scalping.
I think that's how I'm going to wrap up my career. Whenever I get kicked out of this media thing,
I will say, I don't want to poop on Game Time. But there's a little part of me that just kind of like, I miss the guy on the street.
I think Game Time misses the guy on the street. This is the new reality that we live in.
Right.
I mean, Game Time is taking advantage.
Those guys right outside of Murphy's. What do you got? What's your best price for bleachers?
Right.
But the downside of that was you'd go out and buy a ticket on the street and then you get up and it's counterfeit.
I was just about to say that. I'm like, I just don't trust people like that. I'd rather go online.
Right. But you're the new era. You're the youth of America.
I am the youth of America.
Us old hat hits here. You could get caught back in the day, but most times those dudes, like, that's how they made their living. So they'd want you to be a repeat customer. Of course, you're always looking for the dude that was dumping his tickets and not buying from the actual professionals. Right. But sometimes you had to go professional.
Absolutely. We brought up Wrigleyville. Wrigleyville is a quiet place now because the Cubs are at home. Same thing on the south side. What are you watching a baseball postseason without the Chicago teams?
I'm having a hard time getting interested. I'm not going to lie.
Yeah.
But I
watched the D-backs dump the Dodgers last night.
That's always enjoyable.
It's amazing to me. I mean, we grew up with the Braves kind of always blowing out year after year. They did get the one World Series with the pitchers. But, I mean, they won 14 straight division titles. And that was a fall tradition, watching the Braves get dumped. The Dodgers are, like, taking it to a whole new level.
You spend $8 billion and you lose every year. Thank you. It's amazing. But the Diamondbacks, I mean, the Cubs saw it firsthand. They beat them 5 out of 6, basically ended, the Cubs season. Lost 3 of 4 at Wrigley, and they got swept in Arizona. Mm-hmm. And one of my buddies asked me, like, who do you like in the playoffs? I'm like, I like Arizona, man. That team looks insane.
Yeah.
The bullpen's nuts, and they somehow, some way, they just get clutch hits. Lance Lynn last
year. Arizona's fun.
I mean,
I'm on board with them. I wouldn't mind seeing the Rangers maybe break their streak. They've never won a World Series. I was there. I was actually at Game 6 when David Freese hit the triple over Nelson Cruz's head, and that was one of the greatest things I've ever seen in person. Even though it was for the Cardinals, I mean, it was just a cool historic moment to be at. Right.
Right. Sure.
So you're had that happened to the Yankees, the Cubs, the Red Sox, everyone would be like, oh my God, like that's what an injustice, whatever. No one says that the Rangers got robbed of a World Series. No one ever talks about that.
Yep. You got all Texas too going on here. How?
Yeah.
How the Houston Astros every single freaking year. My guy Robert Ford, who did pre and post for the Royals when I was working in Kansas City, he gets hired to be the Astros play-by-play guy, which was an amazing accomplishment for Robert. I love Robert. He's a great dude. But he gets hired. They're a 100-loss team year after year. And now all the dude does is just call World Series games.
That's amazing.
Every single year, these guys.
That's amazing.
It's incredible.
Yeah.
So, I don't know.
I would say I'm fine with anyone left winning except for I don't want the Astros to win.
Are you rooting for Jose Abreu?
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay.
I like Dusty Baker. I like Bruce Bochy over in the Texas dugout. Boch is an amazing manager. He's kind of like the Andy Reid of baseball. You know
That's
what I mean?
That's a great call.
Just like, yeah.
I mean, how does he do it? Dude just sits there with that calm demeanor and
gigantic head. I have a big head. That guy's head is like twice the size of mine.
He's always got tobacco going on. He's
kind of like the guy from. He talks like one of the bears on Country Bear Jamboree at Disney World. Got that old voice. Okay. Cool guy. I like Boch.
He feels like he should also be in like No Country for Old Men in some weird role.
I agree.
Could have been the sheriff. Could have been.
Have you ever interviewed him?
Yeah.
Gigantic mitts. You know what I mean? He's obviously a catcher and he walks like he's got all those battle scars.
Dude knows how to push the right buttons. Yeah. Give him credit.
Yeah, but the thing is though, baseball has become such a parochial sport. I mean, once your city's teams are done, it's not. I mean, you think like Bryce Harper. If Bryce Harper was playing in 1988, that dude would be as big as Michael Jordan. Would have been as big as Michael Jordan, right?
This is a deeper discussion that we can't get into fully, but like there's something about just the way the game is played right now with the amount of strikeouts and just the...
But they've done a great job shortening the game. And I'll probably will tune into the LCS and the World Series more because of that.
I mean, I'm not going to not put it on. If I was watching a little bit last night. I've watched... Yeah. I've had at least some
part. But I didn't put it on until Bedard was done.
Well, okay, we gotta have our priorities straight.
Oh, wait, by the way, so the Blackhawks game was on HBO Max somehow.
It was?
Yes.
I didn't watch last night. Okay.
So what? Yes. Because it's a TNT thing. I don't have TNT on the package that I do have.
Okay.
So I was like, how am I gonna watch this? And I actually saw it. It was for free because they have a Bleacher Report add-on that they were giving a free trial. So I was okay. All right, great. Now I can watch this game. I don't have to worry about getting a new package or whatever. HBO Max had a program from 6 to 9 and apparently don't have a way to extend it. So 9 o'clock hit. There's like 4.5 minutes to go in a one-goal game. That was it.
That sucks.
What the hell are you doing?
That sucks.
And I went to Twitter, and man, people were mad. I mean, rightfully so. And so they had like the next game coming on, which I think was, Vegas and Seattle. So I went over there thinking, okay, well, maybe went over there. No, it said waiting for your thing. What are you doing? Like, if you want to get into live stream sports, HBO Max, get with the program.
It's a bad job.
Yeah.
Sorry that happened to you.
Stephanie wants us to call attention to your super chat. $5 super chat. I wasn't going to call attention to this because you're hating on my guy, Carm Stephanie. Who is the new guy on the right? Sounds like a casual comparing Hawks to Packers and hating on Fields. # him at the Fields.
Oh, God, Stephanie. Where was the hate on Fields? At what point do we hate on Fields today?
Yeah.
Don't be a sensitive Justin Fields fan. I can't tell you how to fan, but we're out here doing stand with Justin, stand with Fields. We're out here singing
songs.
Doing
an amazing job with it, by the way.
Yeah, no one's hating on Justin. I love Justin. I'm a big fan. I think he's a great dude. I think he's making huge strides. I think he threw 8 touchdowns and 1 interception the last 2 weeks. I don't understand the sensitivity.
Yeah, it's going to be okay. It's going to be all right. And I understand I didn't fully agree with your Hawks to Packers thing, but I saw where you were coming from. So
it wasn't that
we are blessed individuals. as Blackhawks fans right now with Connor Bedard gracing our presence.
Okay. I mean,
we were lucky to have him.
Green Bay was living the dream with Favre to Rodgers, and the Blackhawks are living the dream with Kane and Toews to Bedard.
Agree.
Future Green Bay, of the league.
Exactly. Green Bay won two Super Bowls in that 40-year run. The Hawks already have three.
Mm-hmm.
Bedard's going to get him another six. So we'll take. So the Hawks will dominate Green Bay.
Yep. Are you in the market for a new or used vehicle? If you are, then we have some great news for you because Ray Chevy in Fox Lake has just joined the CHGO team. I like how as soon as I pick up the ad read, your phone just goes.
It's quick.
Just goes up. You're like,
well, we got to check.
You're like a teenager, man.
We got to check Twitter.
Yeah, I got it. Anyway, we were talking to the team at Ray, and they have this pledge called the Ray Price Promise. It is a guarantee that the price you see online is the price you pay when you go into the dealership. We found that in many cases, other dealers will raise the price on you when you come into the dealership, saying things like, are you a recent college grad? Are you active in the military? Are you a farmer? Have you completed a marathon? And in most cases, the answer will be no. In my case, the answer for the other one would be yes. And that is when the other dealers will raise the price on you, saying the price online included limited rebates that you do not qualify for. Well, at Ray, that is not the case. The price you see online is the price you pay with no add-ons to the price ever. In fact, Ray will do everything possible to find additional savings for you, which may make the price lower than you see online. And as one of the top-selling dealers in the Midwest, you'll always be able to shop one of Chicagoland's largest inventories. Right now, you can save big at Ray Chevy during their Truck or Treat savings event because 0% is back and now available on new Silverado trucks, the perfect tailgate vehicle. So come on down to Ray Chevrolet in Fox Lake and find the vehicle you've been searching for. Best of all, pay zero hidden fees with a Ray Price Promise. Visit Ray Chevrolet in Fox Lake or raychevrolet.com. Serving the community since 1963. Find new roads.
I just looked online, by the way, and yeah, I know exactly the car that I want. So, Ray, get ready to see me one of these days.
All right. Finally, want to just talk about the Chicago Marathon. Kelvin Kiptum made history running the course in a world record 2 hours and 35 seconds. We probably could have given him the comment taking care of business award, but that dude was flying. I mean, he got done well before Carm got out there to spectate on the course.
This is true.
It was it was insane. I mean, usually these guys are running in packs. That guy was so far ahead of everybody. It was a nice cool morning to run. Chicago is flat. There was really no hills on that course. That they're not joking when they say that. You go over a couple bridges are elevated, but that dude just flew around. The two wheelchair winners were both course records. The woman winner, Safan Hassan, was a course record. The Masters World Championship was set there for the women.
Okay.
So it was quite a day out there. But I did want to get in on this comment from Ravi. So, Kevin, make Carm run next time. Carm, can I get you to commit to the 2024 Chicago
All
Marathon?
All right, everybody needs to chill out. Let me just put it this way. I'm working with a trainer.
Okay.
And it is my goal to be able to get my body in a position to do it.
Interesting.
So I have the goal that if I can get myself there and like, yesterday's performance would lead me to believe that it is possible.
When you get your body there, when, not if, when.
Okay. Yeah, thank
you, Sarah.
You're
shorter. I mean, you don't have a big frame, so if you cut a tiny bit of weight, I think you'd be a pretty good marathoner.
You understand that everything hurts.
Everything hurts right now, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, it's not to run. It's not just the race. I mean,
the training is.
The training is intense, man.
Yeah.
I don't know how you seriously. This is why I was like,
yeah,
I
kept training is tough.
I kept on pumping you up around it because, like, you made a major, major, major commitment.
Yeah,
I mean, it is.
It's a lot of time. You have to get up early and run. But I think if you commit and we get Braggs to do it, and then Sarah gets in, we could raise a lot of
Sarah
money
in?
Too.
Maybe in like 5 years or something. That's like my timeline. I would love to do it, but I also. I'm
she
not
has to work
in a condition.
There.
Yeah, I'm not in a condition to do that, and everything hurts as well.
I mean, you ran
no pain,
the marathon.
No gain.
I back in the day, I mean, I made a, you know, I me and Poppy the puppy made an okay effort to hang out and wait for you on your run. We got out
Poppy
there.
Poppy could have done it.
Poppy had to go back inside.
No, Poppy made it. She was there.
When you
walked by me, she was tied up to one of the barriers. so I could go out. But
I gotcha.
But an old girlfriend back in the day, she ran the New York Marathon, and I was taking subways across and saw her like three times on the run.
Nice.
So I've always appreciated it, and I saw her up close to the amount of training.
Bucket list item, man.
Yeah, I mean,
cross it off.
When I got out there, these are just random people that are running by me. I don't know any of them, and I'm sitting there like, go Steve. it just gets me because it's such an incredible accomplishment.
It's like the best day in the city every year, though. Too.
It was
our city at our best, and that's why I wanted to run it. So yeah.
Well, you did it, man.
Props to Chicago because Chicago comes out for it, and every visitor, like, that's when we put our best foot forward and everything.
It was awesome.
So
totally awesome.
All right.
So
thanks for joining us today. Thanks for being out there in the chats. Thanks for the super chats. Thanks for the likes. Thanks for the follows. Thanks for the subscribes. Make sure you follow the Chicago Sports Podcast on your favorite podcast provider and leave a review. We'll see you out at the tailgate on Sunday morning or a Sunday morning thereafter. I'm Kevin Kaduk. That's Mark Harmon. That's Sarah Fichter. See you next Thursday.